This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hurts puts Brown in motion. Hurts takes the snap. Here we go. He steps up. He looks. He fires. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. And the 49ers will survive as it was knocked away by Kendricks. It was intended over the middle and incomplete. Second along with the now. Clock, the Eagles' 2025 season will tick away.
Cold.
Man, we don't usually open with that.
Nah, that hurt.
Yeah, we will remember. Not fondly, but we will remember the 2025 season. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Eagles go down 23-19 to the San Francisco 49ers in the wild card round. That, folks, was ugly. And I wish I could sit here and start the show today by saying that none of us felt deep down this day was coming. But we did. Because this team all year did this. And they got away with it a lot. They did not get away with it yesterday. A lot of blame to go around. A lot to unpack. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? Rest if you must. Somebody told me this yesterday, but don't give up. Never give up, man.
What are we not giving up on?
The Eagles.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is.
Don't give up on the season, guys.
I don't know.
All right, know. You know what? I'll let you off the hook for that one. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
I mean, it's just, you know, and it's funny, right? Well, it's not funny, but the immediate, I like to tend to just sit back and just think about what I just saw a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, with the fans and everything, you don't get a chance to do that because it's like it's a knee-jerk reaction. And it's everybody wants to talk. And everybody wants to place blame. Everybody wants to do this.
Oh, I do. I have a lot to
do. Yeah. But I think that's not – sometimes that's not the right way to go. We are – you know what yesterday reminded me of? It's like being in a relationship, right? And you've been with this person, and you know you're trying to work it out or whatever, and you're trying to be positive, and then something happens, and then it just hits the fan. And now all – it's like the floodgates just open, and – Every emotion comes out all at once. This is what this is today.
Well, it is. And we have a lot to talk about. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. All right, so there's a lot to talk about. But one thing that hit me when Nick Sirianni was doing his press conference is, you know, my head last night after the game, like, well, you know, it's the worst show of the year to do every year, right? Like, because it's the elimination show.
It's the end of the year.
But Sirianni...
I mean, it's the end of the season.
Yeah, Sirianni said something in his press conference last night. It kind of hit me. He said, we didn't do this last year, right? We, as fans, haven't had one of these shows in 2 years. That's a long time to not have, like, the season is over. It hits. It hurts. We haven't had one of these around here in 2 full years. And it hit last night around 7:30 when Jalen Hurts' fourth down pass was incomplete. It was over. The season is over. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack, and I know you said it's more than just blame, but there is blame, right? There's blame to go around. And the Eagles, to put this in perspective yesterday, and I know you might, as I say this, you're like, come on, really? But it's because I'm going to say something that's the truth. This is the most points. They haven't been favored by this many points and lost a home playoff game in 45 years. 45 years. It was 1981. yeah, they weren't favored by as many points as they were yesterday against the Bucks or the Panthers. I mean, I know those were worse emotionally, but just in terms of, like, they're supposed to win the game.
Yeah.
They were nearly a touchdown favorite. George Kittle went out of that game. When George Kittle went out of that game, there was
you felt like it was going to skew your way.
Oh, my goodness. It's 13-7. Yeah. They had just scored. Kittle goes out of the game, and you feel like that team doesn't have the horses. But you know what they did? That they did have
resilience.
They had resilience. They had better coaching
Moxie.
On this day. Moxie,
boombox,
and the boombox, and their players, Hugh, outplayed the Eagles players. Hugh, I know you said it's more than blame game. It is, but as you watched it yesterday, as it unfolded, who do you blame? Like, why are we sitting here in this spot today?
You know what's funny? There's a lot to go around when you talk about this game. But when I think about it, and I think about the way that this game was built and the fact that you had cats for the San Francisco 49ers that were got off the streets.
We
talked about that.
Ridiculous.
That's on coaching, man. We got out coached yesterday. That is the most glaring thing that sticks out to me when you talk about Robert Saleh's defense and their ability to, like I said, make the quarterback hold on to the ball. Some of the things they did defensively to confuse, deceive, whatever. I think it's the coaches. And the fact that for the last 2 months, we've not been able to score. 21 points, Joe. Not trying to, point out the fact that
I told you so. On a Monday where we're eliminated.
I'm telling you so, but this is the reality of what happened. This is the equivalent of our chickens coming home to roost.
Well, that's true. I agree with that.
The chickens came home to roost yesterday because we knew what this team was. And every week we act like we didn't know, And yesterday, the chickens came home to roost. 19 points, Joe. That's all we could muster.
Well, it's not enough.
Against a defense that was, by all accounts, second stringers.
Yeah.
A defense that was second stringers against a prolific offense that has at least $150 million allocated.
Yeah.
To one side of the ball. Probably more than that, $200 million when you talk about the tackles and everybody else.
I know.
A lot of bread on that side of the ball. And then you talk about a lot of guys who didn't play a full NFL season. They're getting ready to go on. Where are they going next week? Who are they getting ready to play?
They're going to Seattle.
Seattle. They're getting ready to play the Seahawks. And they feel real good. You know what? I knew something. I was like, these cats right here, this might be a problem. When they came out with that big-ass San Francisco 49ers boombox playing something I ain't never heard of before, and everybody's dancing, and I'm like, yeah, they're playing with house money, and they knew it.
And they played like it. And, Hugh, I'm not going to sit here and defend the coaches because the coaches were not good yesterday. I'm not going to do that because I saw the same thing you saw. They were outcoached. I mean, if anyone tries to tell me that Sirianni's a better coach than Shanahan, I just go rewatch the game. Just rewatch the game and then come back because that's a mismatch, okay? Obviously, Petullo, we have kind of felt all year he's in over his head, and that's on Sirianni for hiring him. I thought yesterday Shanahan got the best of Fangio. Now, it wasn't like he got torched, but he got the best of him. And that can happen. It's great versus great, and someone's got to win.
Yeah.
But, Hugh, I don't think the coaches were good enough yesterday. But I also don't think the players were. I can't take the players off the hook. When we went into the week, we knew what the coaching advantage and disadvantage was, right? We all knew that, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knew that, and everyone thought the Eagles would win the game. Why? What did we all say? The Eagles got better players.
Got better talent.
Did the Eagles players play better than the Niners players yesterday? Because that's not what I saw.
But I will say this. Mm-hmm. I will say this. On one side of the ball, because we look at Quinyon.
Yep.
And his miscues at the beginning of the game. He redeemed himself.
He got two picks, yep.
And this defense, this is what I'm talking about, Joe. This defense gave you two gifts.
I know.
With interceptions.
I'm aware.
So with that being said, you were in position to win this game.
I agree.
And so that's why, to me, it's more on coach.
Well, but I just want to point out that the Eagles' best players didn't play well enough yesterday. Yes, Quinyon had two picks. He also had a bad first drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it led to 7 points in a four-point game. I thought Cooper got beat at times yesterday. I thought Zach Bond was in a blender the entire game. Their best players didn't play well. That's on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to the offense, right? That's where the money is. That's what this is all about. A.J. Brown, if that was the end yesterday, what a way to go out, because he stunk. I mean, A.J. Brown stunk it up yesterday. Let's just call it for what it was. He stunk yesterday. And now that we're 9 minutes into the show, am I allowed to talk about the quarterback? Because he was outplayed by the other quarterback. And you could say, Joe, Brock Purdy threw two interceptions. I saw him. He also walked down the field and scored at the end to win the football game. When his team needed him to lead a drive, he led a drive against a real defense. And when the Eagles needed Jalen Hurts to lead a drive, he didn't do enough. He didn't do enough. And you could scream at me all day about Kevin Petula. I want to go through the last four plays. Because this is when this is the moment, right? It's not about when you're winning by 30 and you throw a dagger touchdown in the Super Bowl. That's not greatness. What greatness is the last minute of the game when everything's on the line. Let me go through the last four plays for Jalen Hurts yesterday, because I thought the quarterback gave them no chance to win the game. No chance. First down. He scrambles up the middle, tripped up, minus 1 yard. Second down, he breaks a clean pocket. Brady pointed it out right away on the broadcast. That is a clean pocket. Mm-hmm. He perceived pressure, like he always does, rolls right, throws the ball out of bounds. Two plays down. Now it's 3rd and 11. Open receiver, Devontae Smith, open on the in cut, the slant. It is open. I mean, you could yell about Petula all day and Sirianni. It's Devontae Smith is open. It's a first down, and it is first and goal. And he throws the ball 6 inches too high. And could Devontae have caught it? Sure, maybe. I mean, it would have been a great catch. But the ball is high. If he puts it on his chest, the Eagles have a first and goal. Jalen Hurts missed. And then the fourth down on 4th and 11, not a great. I mean, I think we all saw the play. It wasn't. Someone wasn't wide open. But once again on the broadcast, Tom Brady, who always seems to praise Jalen Hurts, pointed out he's late. He's late. If you're going to throw the anticipation throw, you can't wait. He waited, and then by then the Niners knew where he was throwing the football, and they just collapsed on it. I thought the last four plays by Hurts showed his lack of progression, and I thought they showed his decline. He can't run anymore. He was tripped up. He used to run for that, get 7 or 8 yards. Then he gets tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Throw out of bounds, and then the miss to Devontae Smith. I thought in a game where he wasn't the biggest problem all day, last four plays, he's a $50 million quarterback, and he gave them no shot.
Can't argue that, Joe, because I harped on the whole fact last week this weekend, that you got some really good quarterback play and clutch moments from your guys. Yep. You did that.
That's how all the games were won, basically.
I can't argue that. But the receivers didn't help him out. Hey, this is where I'm not blaming AJ, because there's enough blame to go around. And the one thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
That I will not do this morning is just say put this loss all on one person's shoulders. But to me, it starts with the coaching staff. AJ did himself no favors by dropping some key passes during the course of that game. There was a key drops in that game, especially when you've been so vocal about what you've been mad about, or alluding to the fact or recklessly speculating that it was all about the quarterback. Now, I give you those last four moments of the game, but throughout that whole game, Jalen didn't play bad. He could have played a lot better, especially when you talk about compared to what other quarterbacks did.
It was a lot like his season.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen's been, for lack of a better, like Jalen's been Jalen. And I can't lay this blame at Jalen's feet, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying.
I just think the players stunk yesterday. Like, what Eagle player played really good football yesterday? Saquon? He had a drop, but he ran pretty well. I mean, again, like, can we name two or three Eagles that played great yesterday? Players stunk. They got outplayed by guys off the street on off. They should be embarrassed. That offense should be embarrassed. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react together. Today's one of those days. Again, I haven't done this in 2 years around here. We're an Eagles season ends, and it is... Yesterday stunk, man. Yesterday stunk. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning? No, it's not been a great morning. Nope. Not a great morning for a lot of people around here, but certainly for you.
Picking up the pieces in multiple ways.
Yep. What are you feeling?
Of my back windshield and this Eagles season. I mean, everybody should be able to get it today.
Everybody
well, so, well, like, honestly,
oh, no, I'm not mad at
like, Kevin Betullo, that nonsense with him, Nick Sirianni fighting with the player on the sideline, just a complete embarrassment, a complete and utter embarrassment in front of the entire world, the entire national audience. That's a joke.
You sound like your dad mad at you.
Yeah. I mean, AJ Brown stunk.
Yeah.
I thought Joe laid it out well, that final sequence in the game where Mr. plays his best when the lights shine the brightest. Didn't. I mean, he came up short. There was a moment in the game where Quinion Mitchell had two interceptions. They had 3 points off it. I mean, it's the same story as all season long. They let the defense down. They let us down. I mean, think about the team that the Niners rolled out there and took it to us. I mean, that it's so far from what the 2024 Eagles were. We're like, we run this show.
Yep.
We're going to come in there and we're going to dominate you. Like, you don't belong on this field with us. We didn't look like we belonged on the field for a lot of times with that Niners team. That was essentially a corpse. I mean, it's very, very difficult not to be embarrassed. And it's few and far between the amount of people who I'm not upset with today.
I mean, to sum it up, their best pass rusher yesterday was Bryce Huff. A guy that the Eagles couldn't use and paid money to get rid of. And he wasn't even great. He made like one play the whole game. But that's how inept that defense was. That the Eagles should have scored in the 30s yesterday based on personnel. Their coaching stunk and their players stunk yesterday. And I know, I mean, Hugh, you said it, and I think everyone kind of agreed with you when you said it to start the show. Like, we have all these great offensive players. Are we sure they're great? How many more games do we have to watch where they don't score points and I'm supposed to sit here and say they're great players?
I think...
Who's great right now?
I think the way that I look at this game is that's why coaching matters. Good coaching matters. Because I commend Coach Shanahan. You lose George Kittle...
He's a great coach. I know he doesn't have a ring yet. He's a great coach.
You lose George Kittle and everybody's looking like, oh, okay. It's a different game. I had a cousin of mine from the Bay Area call me. And say, like, why the game was going on. Say, if y'all win out, but y'all lucky George hurt. Now y'all, you know, if George doesn't get hurt, y'all win the game. And I just kind of LOL because I was like, you know, this don't feel like a beatdown to me. So as the game progressed, you see why coaches matter. I was telling you about a play this morning that they ran where they scored on the last one. I think it was they went trips right, and they had the leak out.
The McCaffrey touchdown
to the back. That was a beautifully designed play.
I mean, they had a trick play for a touchdown. Jennings touchdown.
That was a beautifully designed play. Coaching matters in the NFL, especially when you have players, regardless of what people say, he's a tomato can or whatever. They're in the NFL for a reason. And what I saw on one side of the ball was some hell of an execution, yep. some hell of a play calls by the offense against a really good defense. That was a hell of a chess match. Between Coach Fangio and Shanahan. Coach Shanahan.
Yep. They both won sometimes,
And when you have games like that in your offense, you were gifted two interceptions that you did squat-a with. You ain't do nothing with them. So after a while, when you're playing a game like that and you have a coordinator that's as good as both of those coordinators were, you're going to have miscues. So I'm not mad at Vic Fangio for that. This offense, man.
It stunk.
Like... And then I saw one where Emmanuel Acho was talking about going four verticals and not having anything underneath.
Yeah, that was the final play, yeah.
Joe, you have to be in games like this. Look at every other game that was played this weekend and the creativity that you saw from other offenses in times of need when they needed to score.
I know. Listen, I'm not taking – Petullo can pack his bags, right? I'm not taking him off the hook. But do we realize like that's a 4th and 11 because the quarterback had 3 bad plays, right? Like,
no, I get it. Like, I'm not taking him off.
Everyone's pointing that last play out and how Petullo's a moron. Did I miss Devontae open? Did I make that up, or was Devontae wide open on the third down that Jalen missed? I mean, if Jalen makes the throw, we're not doing the 4th and 11 where everyone's pointing out how bad the play call was. I mean, guys, the quarterback has to make that throw. I don't know what to tell you. He's got to make the throw. Jamal in Philly starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's up, Hugh? I hate to be like I told you so, like this ain't how you felt all season, because it's not. I had hope. But I called y'all in the beginning of the season and said, why do they keep on promoting from within, talking about the offensive coordinator? Y'all kind of made me feel, y'all was like, no, they're going to run the same offense, this, that, and other. But I'm like, but he's not ready for the moments. He ain't going to be able to make adjustments. He has no experience. That's one. The other thing is, like Howie would allow him to make the same mistake that they made the year before Kellen Moore. And with all of the bad plays that Jalen made, if those drops was caught, we would have won the game. And if they would have schemed better, we would have won the game. They keep running out to the sideline. Their offense is so predictable. Yeah. Jalen is Jalen. He made his mistakes. With his mistakes and without them drop balls, we win. With his mistakes and with better scheming on the offense, we win.
Yeah, but they didn't. I mean, Jamal, the bottom line is they both stunk yesterday. I mean, the quarterback wasn't good enough. He just wasn't. I mean, after they scored their second touchdown, he had 75 yards passing for the next 2 hours. 2 hours.
I get it. Jalen, listen, take away Jalen mistakes. No, keep Jalen mistakes and everybody else's mistakes. He played good enough to win the game.
He really did.
I think he did.
I mean, guys, have we realized he doesn't run? You know what quarterback was the better scrambler yesterday? Purdy. Like, I'm just, right. Jamal, I love you, man, and I'm not stopping anyone from ripping Petullo today. I know we have an entire offseason to go, and today everything is raw. If this quarterback doesn't have his legs, he is mediocre. I mean, that's it. I watched a mediocre quarterback yesterday. If he doesn't run, what do we have here? Joe in University City's up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Joe, what's up, my name?
Am I on right now?
You're on the air, Joe.
Nah, Joe. You're talking to
Mirage. I'm so happy right now. This is like a breath of fresh air.
Why are you happy? Why are you happy?
Because this is the first time, you know, I'm hearing people, you know, in Philadelphia media actually have an emphasis and put the microscope on Jalen. You know what I'm saying? You know,
First time today. Yeah, he ain't been listening, dog.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think Howie Roseman, in a sense, he tried to cover his tracks because, look, he made an obvious bad decision with choosing Carson. Then you pick up Jalen, and then to cover his tracks, he kind of like built almost a super team around Jalen to make it look like he made a great decision. And as a result, you know, we as a city and the fan base put blinders on once he started winning. But when you really look at the picture here, once we took the ball out of Jalen's hands, we started winning more. And that's a product of what, since what, 2022, you know, and since we won, people just sort of like point the blame towards Jalen. But when you look at it, it's like, all right, I get it. We have a bad coordinator, but that same coordinator we had, I think in 2022 or 2024, I'm not sure, he went to Washington and they excelled as an offense. So that was kind of weird. And then we put the blame on Petullo, but Jalen's he's mistiming things, and once he does decide to throw the ball and try to put the team on his back, he becomes turnover prone and he throws interceptions. So as a result, Nick and Petullo, they become a little reluctant on Jalen, you know, trying to win the game with his arm.
Well, because they don't think he can. I mean, I think that's it.
And
I mean, yeah,
it's obvious, and it hurts everyone to say, and I get it. A lot of people are more of a fan of players than they are the actual Eagles team. So they kind of get mad when you say those things. But when you look at these quarterbacks from yesterday, you see Bryce Young make insane plays. You see Caleb make crazy plays. You see, even in losses, you see Trevor Lawrence make crazy plays. But you don't see that with Jalen.
Well, he didn't do enough. Yesterday the coaches weren't good enough for him, and the receiver dropped passes, and the defensive guys had bad days. But he's got to be better. I mean, those four plays at the end summed up what the problem is for me. 215-592-9494. We're letting you react today. And there's certainly a lot to react to. The Eagles season is over way, way, way earlier than they hoped and we hoped. A lot to react to today. The Eagles season ends in the hands of the 49ers. We'll keep this going after the break. Who do you blame more? Is the coaches, the players? Where is your frustration this morning? We are on Petullo watch. We get news. We'll bring that to you about his future. We are officially on Kevin Petullo watch here.
Watch is crazy.
Well, you know it's coming.
I hear you.
Clock ticking. All right. What Nick Sirianni said about Petullo's future last night. That's next. Your phone calls. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.